Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on advising people and being brief when doing so. So here we're talking about advising, how a person should advise, what style he should use, what approach should be used when advising, and also the advice itself, the duration and the length of it should be brief, should be concise, should not unnecessarily be lengthened. Advice is not meant to be something that should tire people, bore people, get a person irritable. It's there for a reason, for a purpose. Our Ustad, as Mufti Sahib, he mentions, news and advice, etc., is like food. When a person eats too much of food and he suffers from indigestion, he doesn't know how to handle it. Like that, you find so many people listening to so much of news, they don't know how to react, how to handle it. Sometimes people go into a depression, other people don't know what to do, etc. So it is like food. Food you eat when you need to eat. You overeat, then it has an adverse effect on you. So like that, too much of bayans also, too much of information also, too much of news also, it has an adverse effect on the person. He can't handle it, his system can't handle it. So now he suffers from some type of spiritual indigestion. So therefore, we take how much we can manage, and then after that what we do, the main thing now is practice. More than just listening and listening and listening, how much practice we got in our life. So therefore, so beautifully we've been taught in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we taught in Sharia, that even the advice also should be brief, should be to the point, should not unnecessarily tire people out. As Muawiyah bin Hakam al-Sulami radiyallahu anhu narrates that whilst I was performing salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, watch this hadith, that this person that made a mistake, he made a mistake, but so much of love, respect they had for the hadith, so much of beauty Rasulullah had taught them and gave them advices, would that even after making a mistake, he is the reporter of the hadith, he is the narrator of the hadith, not feeling shy to say that I made a mistake. Right up to the day of Qiyamah, this hadith will be quoted inshallah, and his name will be coming that he made a mistake, but he didn't feel shy to mention it. So therefore in ilm, there is no such thing as feeling shy. And here also he tells us what a teacher Rasulullah was, that those people that even made mistakes, they would be happy to quote and narrate the mistake that they made. So this sahabi, Hazrat Muawiyah bin Hakam al-Sulami radiyallahu anhu narrates that whilst I was performing salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one person in the jamaat, one person in the congregation, he sneezed. So I said, Yarhamukallah, may Allah have mercy on you. So salah was on, one person sneezed, I replied to that person's sneeze by saying, Yarhamukallah. So he says, this was now the early days, Islam was still new, so therefore these type of mistakes were made so that we could also learn how the deen should be. Allah Ta'ala made it such that they made these mistakes. So one person sneezed, na in salah, he said, Yarhamukallah. So he said, the people began staring at me, and I said, may your mothers be bereaved, why are you looking at me? He said, now people looked at him in salah to try and tell him that you shouldn't be talking in salah. You shouldn't be saying these things in salah. So therefore they didn't tell him, but they just looked at him with the hope that he will understand that he shouldn't be saying this. So when people started staring at me, I said, may your mothers be bereaved, this is an expression. Why are you looking at me? They began striking their hands on their thighs. So now they also couldn't, other sahaba couldn't talk in salah, so they began hitting their hands on their thighs to try and tell him that he should keep quiet, he shouldn't be speaking in salah. When I realized that they wanted me to remain silent, I remained silent. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then completed the salah. May my parents be his ransom. Look at the love he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That yeah, he made a mistake. Sahaba were trying to correct him. With such kindness, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him that he says that may my parents be sacrificed for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have never seen a better teacher before or after him. By Allah, he did not rebuke me. He did not strike me. He did not verbally abuse me. Nabi alayhi wa sallam didn't do anything to hurt me. After salah, he taught him, but he didn't do anything to rebuke him or to shout him or to make him feel hurt in any way. So Rasulullah then told him that any form of speech, any form of dialogue is not correct in salah. It is only for, salah is only for the glorification of Allah Ta'ala, expressing his greatness, recitation of the Quran, or Rasulullah some similar words. This is what salah is, for reading Quran, expressing the greatness of Allah Ta'ala and glorifying Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So I said, the sahabi is saying, I said, O Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I was until very recently in the era of Jahiliyat, and Allah Ta'ala has now brought us to Islam. So now he starts asking some questions about the people, about the tribe that he had come from. So now he felt comfortable to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that question because of the style of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, there are some people amongst us who go to astrologers. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not go to them. He didn't give a long answer. He didn't give a long bayan. This person said that there are some of amongst us go to astrologers. Simple answer, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do not go to them. Finish. That was the answer to that question. So he asked another question. There are also people amongst us who believe in evil omens. Believe in evil omens. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that is something which they have in their hearts. They should never let it stop them from doing whatever has to be done. That's something they got in their heart. What they need to do, they must do. In other words, don't pay attention to those thoughts that are coming in the heart. What they need to do, they should do. See how beautiful, concise. This was the question, this was the answer. Lesson for us, that unnecessarily if the answer, sometimes the answers need to be detailed so people understand, but if it doesn't need to be detailed, then it should be concise, brief, sweet, short, and to the point. And this is some beautiful advice by the Sheikh Saeed Ahmad Madani, rahmatullah alayh, about giving advice. He said four qualities complement one's propagation. When a person is speaking, he's propagating deen. If he has four qualities, it will actually beautify the way that a person speaks and propagates. The first is, the niyat must be right. It must be, the objective must be to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not for anything else. The niyat has to be checked. Then why am I speaking? What I'm speaking? What I'm doing? Am I doing it for the sake of Allah ta'ala? The next thing, it should be done with wisdom. It should be done with hikmat. What I'm doing, I'm careful that I'm doing it in a nice way, good counsel, like how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it in such a beautiful way. He did not rebuke the sahabi. He did it with a very, very good counsel. So niyat must be right. The mannerism in which I'm doing it must be with hikmat. It must be done with wisdom. The third is the character that I'm displaying when I'm speaking. My akhlaq, my character should be such that it is good character. And the fourth is, it should be well planned. Whatever speech I'm going to give, whatever talk or whatever advices, I should plan it before. I shouldn't just be abrupt, impulsive, and speak and then realize that, you know what I said was not right. The content was not right. The approach was not right. The way was not right. The tone was not right. All this I should have planned it before I spoke or I propagated. So in other words, these four things beautify the way a person puts things across. The first is, niyat must be right. The second, it should be done with wisdom. The third, his character should be right. And the fourth, whatever a person is going to say, it should be well planned, well thought out, and then spoken. In other words, before engaging the tongue, the mind should be engaged to see that I'm saying the right thing. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.